We've been talking about Miles' upcoming safari adventure all show long. And we just wanted to make sure that you're prepared, Miles.
Thanks. The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 most dangerous animals in Africa. I don't know about Africa, but I can tell you the most dangerous animal in Australia was Tom Selleck in his role as Matthew Quigley in Quigley Down Under.
Yes.
An expert sharpshooter hired to use his skills. Instead, he used those skills to best the douchey Alan Rickman character. Now, if Quigley were in Africa, we all know he could take down any animal at up to 900 yards. Even the elusive Milesapius montgomerus.
Tom Selleck.
Great.
So these are the most dangerous animals in Africa.
Okay.
I've seen that movie just as my mom loves Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Number 10, the spotted hyena. They're the most common carnivores in Africa. Only of the four species of hyenas, the spotted hyenas are the largest, Miles. As highly intelligent creatures, they live in social hierarchical units called clans that can number over 100 members. Their cognitive abilities have been compared to those of primates if those primates wanted to kill a Miles Montgomery's.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hyena on the list.
On the list.
On the list.
All right.
All right.
Some people think hyenas are bad because they're scavengers, but
I like them.
I kind of respect it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like I've told you before. Like, the cheetah puts out so much energy. Once it gets the kill, it's got to chill.
Yeah.
And the hyenas are like, thanks, dude.
Cool.
Hyena's the guy at the end of the party when the lights come back on. You just kind of see him floating from stand-up table to stand-up table, like, grabbing everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to finish that?
Oh, man, this sandwich is only halfway done. Hey, man, you left some of your drink. Number 9, the leopard. Is a leopard on the list there, Miles?
Leopard.
It just says tons of big cats.
These elusive big cats found in various habitats across Africa and Asia command both awe and fear. Possessing remarkable agility, stealth, and strength, leopards are formidable hunters capable of taking down prey much larger than themselves. Like a Miles Montgomery.
Oh. Leopards are smart, too. The ones in Africa, they put their kills in the tree so the hyenas don't get it.
Damn right.
Like that dumbass cheetah.
Yeah. Stupid. The rhinoceros.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
They're on the list.
They do have notoriously poor eyesight. They have one of the worst visions of all animals on the planet, and it is said that they can barely distinguish between humans and trees beyond 15 feet, so they rely on their strong sense of smell and hearing to get around. Attacks by rhinos are rare, but they do occur. Every year, safari vehicles are charged by angry rhinos who felt challenged or threatened. However, they're not generally aggressive towards humans, and only 2 or 3 attacks are reported a year because they think it's a Miles Montgomery.
Wow.
Great.
How did I know these facts about...
These are... Actually, this is straight off the paper here.
All right.
I feel like only 2 or 3 tacks a year. That's good for you.
Those are good numbers. Those are good odds, Miles.
Yeah.
You play the lottery.
Yep.
The deadly lion, the king of the jungle.
Yeah. They also have white lions where I'm going.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously. The home of the white lion is...
When the children cry.
Little child.
As the
I'm going to eat you now.
As the tour rig runs away, they just sit there, wait, wait.
And they're like, that's all you know. We'll stop.
Typically, I see you put on your biggest southern accent. Yeah, where are them white lions?
Typically, lions do not view humans as food, but rather as a threat. It is believed that sick male lions are mostly responsible for attacking humans for an easy meal. Additionally, lions can hunt humans in areas where their usual food sources become scarce. It is estimated that 100 people are killed by lions every year. Waiting awesome. To add a Miles Montgomery to
awesome.
The list.
Yeah.
The Cape Buffalo. Are
yes.
you seeing a Cape Buffalo?
Yes, ooh. I am. They're right here.
In the past, when hunting the big five animals was prominent, it was known that the buffalo killed more hunters in Africa than any other animal. Today, they reportedly charge thousands of people a year. How much? And kill about 200.
Oh.
They can attack suddenly and unpredictably, causing serious injury with their huge curved horns. Buffalo are gregarious and live in mixed herds, often numbering hundreds of individuals. They can weigh up to 2,000 pounds and stand 6 feet tall at the shoulders, so it can stare eye to eye with Miles Montgomery.
How do you think about buffaloes?
And they're killing the most.
That's what I'm saying.
But also, when you go to Montana or anywhere else, You're not just going to be me talking trash. You can be like, listen, I've seen a buffalo. That is a bison.
You're right. A bison.
Mm-hmm. That's not a buffalo.
Yeah. Go to Yellowstone and correct him, Miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The African elephant.
Yes. Yes, they're on the list.
They're active social animals that live in herds as large as 100 individuals.
Jeez.
They are constantly on the move in search of food and apparently booze. As herbivores, they spend between 12 to 18 hours a day eating. The bulk of their diet consists of grass, leaves, bark, fruit, and a variety of foliage, and the occasional Miles Montgomery.
Oh, thanks.
Do they even eat the human, or they just stomp them out?
They just stomp your ass
and
out.
And then they drink the juice.
Yeah, just for fun, huh?
Yeah, just a Miles smoothie.
Oh, damn. They're all in there.
The hippopotamus.
It's on the list.
Oh, that's a bad one.
The third largest land mammal behind only elephants and white rhinos.
Never heard of a white rhino?
I have.
So many jokes.
White buffalo, white rhino.
What does the white rhino sound like?
Oh, hello, it's me.
Yeah.
The white rhino.
May I help you?
Pardon me.
It's very nice to meet you.
Can I talk to you about your portfolio?
Got one of those calls today.
The white rhino redoes a high five.
Right. Yeah. Misses the first two times. I suggest you max out your IR.
Then he goes up to the black rhinos. What's up, my guys?
Get out of here with that dumb talk.
Yeah.
Fellas want to get funky?
I do love jazz.
We can't say that word. I'm a white rhino.
Hey, if Gosling could win an Academy Award for
I'll
it,
sing, I'll sing it.
The white rhino can listen to some jazz.
I'll sing it in my car. That's it.
I'll sing it in my car. Okay. Oh, my God. I got some flare-ups in traffic.
Yeah.
They can grow. The hippopotamus can grow to 16 feet in length, 5 feet in height at the shoulders, and over 3,300 pounds in weight. Hippopotamus have long...
16 feet.
Oh, yeah. They have long canines that can reach up to 20 inches long. Jesus. These teeth are used for combat and play, no role in feeding, unless they want to eat at Miles Montgomery.
Here's the white line.
Which they will do. They will do. They will munch down on a Miles Montgomery.
Yeah, aren't hippos like one of the few animals that's like, hey, I'll go eat a human for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the game is hungry hippos.
They'll more like just snap. They just want you dead. So my understanding is that they bite your ass in half, and then they're like, hey, crocodiles, if you want some of this.
That's why I'm putting marbles in my survivor bag.
There you go. They'll also just pull off a piece.
Yeah.
They'll just like hold you down, pull off an arm, and then just let you sit there and scream for a while. They're like, I got you. We're all good.
They're into some weird stuff.
They are, dude. Oh, the Nile crocodile.
Ah. We rip the wings off chickens.
The Nile crocodile.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
the chickens probably think we're sick ass.
I don't think I'm going to have to deal with that bad boy.
They're highly adapted aquatic predator. It's Africa's largest freshwater reptile, measuring as long as 20 feet and weighing up to 1,650 pounds.
It's a dinosaur. Half these animals are dinosaurs.
It's going to shock you, Miles. They're ambush predators that wait for prey to come within range.
In a kayak, yes.
Especially if it's Miles Montgomery.
Thank you, REI.
Snakes. All kinds of snakes. Worldwide, there's about 5.4 million snake bites each year, resulting in 1.8 to 2.7 million cases of venomous snake bites can cause serious medical emergencies such as paralysis, bleeding disorders, organ failure, and tissue destruction. The estimated number of fatalities from snake bites ranges from 81,000 to 138,000 a year. But they'd like to add one more if it's a Miles Montgomery. Careful, they like to sleep in bed with you.
I didn't think of snakes.
They like to sleep in bed with you, Miles.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The black asp.
I saw one the other day. I forget what it's called, but it almost
like
looks
a big black
it's like trotting. Yeah. Camouflage.
Look at that big black ass.
Oh, man. That is a big black ass right there.
God damn it. I don't want to go now.
And then the number one most dangerous animal in Africa. You know it. You love it. You hear all about it. The mosquito.
Yes, it is. I was hoping that would be number
that's
one.
Wild. That's wild. I mean, truth. I know that stat. That's still insanity.
They cause between 700,000 to 1 million human deaths per year, all because they're hoping one of them is Miles Montgomery.
They love me.
They do. Do they really?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, you're doomed.
I get lit up, man. If I'm in someone's backyard, I am.
Do you have off? Are you bringing citronella candles?
Africa style off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that stuff would even work. It's like,
your powers are weak.
I might get like Kodak bear spray. Maybe I'll bring bear spray, you know?
Something.
Police in Georgia.
Oh, what if the lion just ate it? Like, yeah, anyhow, dude. It's like a breath mint to me.
Thank you.
Citronella
you know Miles. I'm not a bear, right?